జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ ఫ్రెండ్స్, అండ్ వెల్కమ్ టు పోడ్కాస్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిందూ మీడియా వికీ. సో టుడేస్ టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ డిస్కషన్ ఈజ్ హౌ డు హిందూస్ రిఫ్యూట్ ద ముస్లిం బిలీఫ్ దట్ కురాన్ ఈజ్ అపౌరుషేయ. సో వి విల్ గో త్రూ ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ అపౌరుషేయ. వి విల్ లుక్ ఎట్ వై ముస్లిం థింగ్స్ దట్ కురాన్ ఈజ్ అపౌరుషేయ అండ్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ట్రూ. సో లెట్స్ గెట్ స్టార్టెడ్. సో జస్ట్ లైక్ హౌ హిందూస్ బిలీవ్స్ ద వేదాస్ ఆర్ అపౌరుషేయ, Muslim also think that their Quran is apocrypha. This is a traditional belief of Islam, which you can see on screen. In fact, Muslim used to punish and kill people who thought that the Quran was created by God. And so Muslims strongly believe and continue to believe that Quran is apocrypha. If the Quran is truly apocrypha, then this means that Hindus have to accept the Quran is a valid pramana because it stands on the same footing as Vedas. But now we will look at the Hindu refutation of this Muslim belief. So as this question is framed, first of all, I don't see why Hinduism needs to refute Islamic belief about its own scripture, because none of the Hinduism's tenets are affected by Islam's tenets. The question of refutations comes when two or more opposing parties are contending the same issue, such as Advaitins, Vishishta Advaitins, or Devatas, all subscribe to the authority of Vedas, Brahma Sutra, and Gita, but differing interpretation of the statement in these scriptures. The scriptures of Hinduism and Islam are mutually exclusive, so logically speaking, refutation does not make any sense. However, from a universal point of view of comparative logic, we have trapped ourselves in a situation from which we cannot come out. We have started with a definition of apaurushya, which anyone can claim for any scripture and which will liberate them from any burden of evidence. So no refutation is possible on any ground. Equally, from this universal logical point of view, no scripture can claim to be uncreated or apaurushya in its literal form, because language is a human invention, and hence any scripture which is a fixed collection of words is a human invention in space and time. So every scripture can be dated and located. So what is valid definition of apaurushya? In this case, if we examine the Vedas and allied scripture themselves rather than tiptoeing around them and blindly engaging in superstitious myth-making, then we will be in a complete victorious position. Here are some examples of the words in Vedas themselves. Rig Veda: I am a maker of mantras. My father is a doctor. My mother is a floor maker. For him, I designed this hymn just as a carpenter designed a career. How shall we offer to Agni? What kind of word should we say to him, the bright one, which will be divinely acceptable? This stotra we make for the most scared Jatveda with deep meditation, just like building a chariot. I offer this newest and most expensive ritual and words to the son of strength. Thus we, Grachmadas, have designed these words for you, O Indra, just as a pathfinder makes path. There are hundreds of such statements in Rig Veda mantras. The rishis is very conscious of making this extraordinary effort with skill and meditation to create or design a beautiful hymn to offer to the deity, and they want the deity to know that the hymn is coming from them as a gift. This shows that the ancient tradition knew the Vedas not as a monolithic golden book dropped from heaven or from God's mouth or existing uncreated in a literal sense. Now, this introduces a more authentic and verifiable definition of apaurushya. The focus is on the eternal truth, that is apaurushya, not the word or text, but the eternal truth that they are conveying. The rishis who experience the truth are teaching others the same truth through the Vedas, so the others may experience the same truth. The Vedas are unique because the rishis have divine vision. Through intense tapas, they have become enlightened. They have achieved Brahma Sakshatkara, meaning realization of ultimate reality or truth. This enlightenment occurs at a level beyond the mind and speech, where the rishis lose their individuality and experience the highest Satchidananda, meaning absolute existence, consciousness and bliss. When the rishis come down from this elevated spiritual state, they try to express their experience or vision in human language. So the vision is divine and the words are theirs. But even the words are so unique and inimitable, the rishis personally is also unique. All this seen in Rigveda itself, also the divine vision and expression of it in human language are at different level of speech. This is seen in Rigveda 1.16-4.45. Four are the levels of speech which the wise people know. Three of them are hidden and do not stir. The fourth is what humans speak. So the Vedas are unique because they express the ultimate eternal truth that anyone can experience. It is ultimate eternal truth that is Aparushya. It is through expressing this Aparushya truth that is available for everyone that the Vedas are Aparushya. So why is this eternal truth is Aparushya? Because it is independent of human relativity. It does not depend on a particular prophet who is the only one who can access this. The Vedas are Aparushya because they uniquely among all other scriptures express this Aparushya truth. The Quran fails under all this above criteria. The Quran claims that only Muhammad is a God's prophet and no other human being can become prophet or connect with God. Claiming prophethood is a blasphemy in Islam. So Quran's claim of authenticity is strictly dependent on the authenticity of Muhammad. So Quran is a strictly Paurushya, meaning strictly human dependent. So if there is any fault or imperfection in Muhammad's character, then Quran's authority fails completely. Which is incidentally why Muslims are so defensive about Muhammad. However, the authority of Veda is infallible because the eternal truth they express is not dependent on any specific human being. Anyone today can verify and confirm that the rishis expressed the eternal truth thousands of years ago. Hence, the Apurushyatva of Vedas is upheld. This is the only perspective from which you can refute the infallibility of Quran and uphold the infallibility of Vedas. Thank you for listening to this. I hope this thing is clear for you, and for any extended discussion, the comment section is open for you all. Thank you so much.